we got electricity. And the first year we went, we didn't get electricity. We used lamps and everything, but then we finally got electricity, and we take electric skillets, you know, and popcorn popper, everything, you know. Almost like it was at home, and we had grills. We took our grill where we grilled. Everything tastes so good up there.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Sure does.
It's cool at night.
Oh, I wondered when I was up there whether you would have a problem with mosquitoes in the mountains.
Well, you know, really, we did. We carried some of this off, you know, and stuff to spray. But we really weren't bothered with them. We bought us a little, it's a little one-room thing that screen in, put over our table, you know, keep the flies, you know, you get bothered with flies a little bit, away from our table. There weren't any hogs or anything like that up there. Now down here on this Washita River, you go down there and the woods is full of hogs.
Is that right?
People got hogs down there. They come down in the winter and kill them, you know. I eat that mass and stuff and get fat. And it's just so aggravating to go down there camping. You can't see any peace with hogs.
I wanted to ask you about that again. I think I asked you about it yesterday, but you know, this razorback you always hear about in
Arkansas?
Yeah,
razorback hog.
Now, did you say there's really such things as razorback?
Yes, there is.
There
really is such things as razorback. My husband has had some in the woods. You never feed them at all. And you go down there, you kill them when they get fat on this mass. Mass is aprons and things like that that fall off the trees. And you just go down there and shoot them and for the wild.
Now, these are the hogs that have these big old...
sharp noses.
Yeah.
Snoot, snout or snoot, what if you want to call it.
Well, do they have those long teeth too?
Yeah, you know? Tertius. They really do. Sometimes they're called pine rooters.
Mm-hmm.
Call them pine rooters. That's what my husband always called them. His grandfather owned a claim. They call it a claim in the woods. And they pass this claim on down to the other kids, you know. And when we first married, they go out there and kill. One day they came in with 8 hogs about dusk dark. It's already getting close to dark, and those hogs we had to heat the water.
Oh, no.
And clean the hogs before we could go to bed.
That's a heck of a way to end a day.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate that hog clean. He's got some hogs over there now, and I just hate every bit of it.
What do you call, you know, those stiff hairs on a hog's back that you have to take off?
Oh, I know what to call that. Bristles.
Yeah.
They raise their bristles up at you when they get mad, you know.
How do you get those off? Do you just
scald them, they'll come off. You scald them, they'll come off. One time they killed a bunch of hogs and it was snowing. One snowed a little bit when they killed them. And they had to come back home and get the wagon, and they went back up there and they couldn't find those hogs for the snow. They had to hunt and hunt and hunt. Finally, they found it. And they were so hard to clean that I already got cold. I had all that day. My husband and his brothers owned this claim. But they always did the hog killing at my house. And I had all the dirty work to do. And then when they got through dividing up the meat, I didn't have much meat left. But I had all the dirty work, you know. They came there to do it because he was the oldest. But I'm glad we don't have to fool with that anymore. Every once in a while, he'll kill a hog in the woods. Now I make sausage out of it sometimes, but not too much.
Talking about hog meat, what do people around here call this stuff that you can make with meat from a hog's head?
Hog head souse. See, it's souse or hog head cheese. Now my husband, I was working and I had made so much